Arizu. Arizu, as a kick as a hegdesh. So mimele, since it becomes hegdesh, so mimele, everyone is osea to have a noye from it. So it's not that the madia asadet. It's not that the mother affected the isea upon the muda. The muda is osa mimele. Just as every Jew is osa to eat chazer, is osa to eat nevele. Because nevele is osa. So here, if a person is magdish, a kikel hegdesh, it becomes a chefetz of hegdesh. There is an isa, so mimele. There is an isa of being nene from hegdesh. Of being nene from hegdesh. So it's not that the madir asad et hanshimen. The madir made it into hegdesh. So Reb Chaim says, maybe Reb Lovel says, I think it's Reb Chaim who said it. It's not, it's misquoted. So Reb Chaim says that when someone utters through Hatvose Behegdesh, so it has the same Chalish Din. So we have the same Chalish Din as Behegdesh Mamish. Just as Behegdesh Mamish. So the Madia is not the Eiseya, the Kiker and the Muda. And it's not the Eiseya, the Kiker and the Achir. It's Mimele is also. Because the Madir is only Kiriyah the Shem Hegdesh. He's says Arizu. So Mimele it's Nitvas B'Shem Hegdesh. Mimele everyone is also to be Nehene from that Kikya. So when a person says Kikyar Ze Kikom, so it is also Nitvas in the Chalin Shem of Hegdesh. So Mimele it's also. So if it's a Kinim Kloli, you know, Konomis, we have two kinds. We have Kinim Kloli and we have Kinim Proti. Kinim Kloli is completely analogous to Hegdesh. In other words, it says, Kikyaze, Kikom, upon everybody, not only upon myself, not only upon Shimon, Levi, Yude, upon everyone. So then it's completely like Hegdesh. But even if it's Kinim Proti, and he says, Kikyaze, Reuven says to Shimon, Kikyaze, Oso Olecho, Kikom, but it's Nitvas, bin the Chalishem Hegdesh, Voraya, there is Mile. So, how could you say, now you can ask a question, there is Mile. What? Mile is only Shaykh in Hegdesh. But if it's Kinim Proti, how can there be Mile? If it's Hegdesh, it's Hegdesh. It should be Hegdesh to everyone, not only Hegdesh vis-a-vis Shimon. The answer is, there's the Aloch of Nidogim that you can be Matvis in respect to a certain person. So if Reuven says, Kikyaze Olecho, Kikom, So it's not that Reuven asked the Tashimen. Reuven was matviset in Hegdesh. But he was matviset in Hegdesh only relative to Shimon. But Shimon is also not because Reuven asked the Tashimen. Reuven is also because relative to Shimon it is Hegdesh. Relative to Shimon, the Kikya is considered as if it had been Hegdesh Ali B'Dikulam. Relative to Levi, to Yehudah, it's not Hegdesh, it's Chul. But relative to Shimon, it's Hegdesh. So it's also in the same way as the Kinim Kloli. Now suppose he says, Kikya Zeh Kikom, to everybody. So then of course, it's not that the Madi, Asadet, and everybody. Everybody becomes also Mimele. Because the Madi was only Kiri Hashem Hegdesh in the Kikya. So even if Reuven says, Kikya Zeh Olecho Kikobon, so it's not that Reuven asked it. That Reuven asked is the Iser and Shimon. Reuven is the Iser and Shimon. But that Reuven, relative to Shimon, he declared it as Hegdesh. Relative to somebody else, it's not Hegdesh, it's Chum. It's not Chum. So Mimele, it's not that Reuven asked it and Shimon. Shimon is Osa because relative to him, it's Hegdesh. So, in the same way as every Jew is also to be named from Hegdesh. So, when the Sifri Zute says, Eili al alatzme, al achir minayin tamlim akhlayitzim piv yase. So that means, if we didn't have any posik of akhlayitzim piv yase, then we would say that the person has no authority to aser, even though neder is nisachefze, he still has no authority to aser from somebody else. But we need a special posik. That's true according to everybody, even according to the Ran and the Rashbo. But according to the Ran and the Rashbo, so this is a cause, right? Piviase advises us that even vis-a-vis Bal Yachol, so one has the authority to Asar Alachir. But without the Posik, so everybody would say that no, that the Madir has no authority to Asar Alachir. True, he is a Hefte, but Alachirim has no authority to Asar, even though it's a Hefte. So without the Posik. So that only means we would have, as Rav Chaim says, without the special posik of Chayitz and Piviase, I would say that the Ikanet, when it's not what was it. So then it becomes Osea because the Madir asks it on him. So without the special posik, why should he have the authority, the Keach, to ask upon somebody else? What jurisdiction does he have upon another person to legislate for another person? True, it's an Isachevtze, but still without a special forsik, he wouldn't have the authority, the keyaf, to aser somebody else. Somebody else. Masheimke, if it's by way of atvose, so then we don't need a special posik that one can be magdish a kikia. Suppose it's English mamish. Do we need a special posik that one can be magdish? Without a special posik of chayitz and piviase, I wouldn't know that if somebody is magdish a kikia, magdish mamish, not kinomis. That is, everybody is also to be nehene, of course, without a special posik. Because when you make an eder of Hekdesh, so you are just keri Hashem, Hekdesh and Hefze. And it's not that you are answering the another person. So we don't need a special posik. We don't have to resort to a special posik. When do we have to resort to a special posik? When he says, ki kerze osur olecho. So then, how does it become osa? Because I asked it. In other words, I have a keyach to asa. Why should I have a keyach to asa somebody else? I mean, what authority do I possess to legislate, to asa somebody else? Be isachevtze. So what if it's an isachevtze? So I should be able to asa it for myself, but not for somebody else? The answer is because there is a special zelzakos. But without a special Kosov, he wouldn't be able to ask us. So maybe Shiva Saramba means the special Zelsa Kosov only implies that it's Ezekiah to ask her and to come within the Isarese of Klaitz and Piviase, but not that Ezekiah to ask her so that it would come within the love of Balyach Dvore, that not so is in Eleke. Mashain came when he's Magdish Kikia, Magdish Mamish. So we don't have to resort to Posik. Of course he can be Magdish. Mimele everybody is also. So the same thing is true of Kinomis too. Because since Kinomis, even if it's Kinem Proti, is Chal by way of Atvose in Hekdesh. So there is Amshochas Dushe. So that means that relative to his to Shimen, there is Amshochas Dushe, it becomes Dush, it becomes Kodesh. Mimele Shimen is Osa. Not because he has other than Shimen. So Mimele, there is Bal Yachal on the Muda too. So when does the Rambam say that the Muder is not like a, that is, if the Neder took effect by simply answering it? So then, he is the Eiser. He is the Eiser. It's not that Shimon Mimele becomes Osa. So then it's like Hegdesh, because Hatvose is Amshocha of Hegdesh. For I, there is Mile. So since he is the Eiser, and it's a special Zerzakosov that Reuven can aser alachir. Special Zerzakosov. Then Zerzakosov only tells us that he can aser so that it would come within the Isarese of Chayitz and Piviase. But not that he can aser so that he would come within the love of Bal Yachol. Masha'in came when he's Magdish. Masha'in came when he's Magdish, the Gemara in Lide. He's Magdish Mamesh. So it's not that Reuven asas it on Achirim. Reuven declares it as Hekdesh. Mimele it's Osir. Mimele it's Osir. So Mimele, that's why the Gemara in Nida says, that if someone who is Magdish Kikia and Bo Echot, even if a Mufle Samachlish was Magdish Kikia or Bo Echot, Viochle, Huleike. Because we don't have to resort to a special posik that a person has the authority to legislate, to asa for others, for achim. Here, it becomes Hekdesh. Mimele, everybody is aver on bayach. So not only when someone is Magdish, even when somebody asas, became him, But as long as it's by way of atfosi in Hekdesh, so it takes effect by way of Amshochas Dushi of the Hekdesh. So in other words, he doesn't asa Hashimen. He asas it. He makes it into a Hekdesh. But not like a Kinim Kloli as a Hekdesh relative to everybody else, only relative to Shimon. But relative to Shimon, Shimon is also not because Reuven asad it on him. Shimon is also because it is Hekdesh relative to Shimon. So maybe we don't have to resort to the special drosha of the Chayitzim Pivyase. So maybe the Rambam will be made. So the Rambam, when does the Rambam say that the Mudar is not like when it was not, when the Neder was not taken to Atfosi? Reuven Shomar Lishimon, Harini Olecho Cherem, or Ari Ato Osa Banu Osi, Neser Al Shimon Sheyene Beruvi, Vimova Vinene, Eine Leike, Sha'arelu Omar Shimon Klum. Shalom Shimon Klum. But he asked him. So he only has a keyach to asar him, Likabe, so that he would come included in the Isarese of Chayitzim Pivyase, not in the love of Bal Yachud Vorei. So that means, according to what Rav Chaim says, that there are two types of Bal Yachud. There are two types of Bal Yachud. There is a Bal Yachud. Let's say, suppose Reuven asas a kikyar upon himself. So then he has a kikyar to asar upon himself. Even though it's not by way of Hatvose, then there is Bal Yachud. So in other words, there are two types of Bal Yachud. There is one Bal Yachud where the Isa consists, where that applies. There is one Bal Yachud that applies to Nehne Min HaHekdesh or to Nehene of Kinomis, which is Amshoche of Dushe of Hekdesh. So it's also a Hekdesh. And then there is another Bal Yachol where Reuven says, Kikri ze oser olai, or Kikicho, he says to Shimon, oser olai, that he can, because he has a right, he has the authority to aser somebody else's chayfetz upon himself. So then it comes within Bal Yachol Dvore. So there is a fundamental distinction between the Isa Bal Yachud, when a person asses it as declares it as Hekdesh, or he asses it by being matris in Hekdesh, so it's the same aloche. So then the Bal Yachud applies even to Acherim. And the Bal Yachud, when a person asses it not to Atwase, and upon himself. So when a person, so the Rambam is made as a mele, there is no stire. There is no stira from the Gemara in Ideh. The Gemara in Ideh has reference to Magdish Mamesh, or it can even have reference to Kinomis, but not simply asering with the Kikya. And the Rambam deals with the case where he simply asers the Kikya, not to Atwasa, not to Atwasa. So mainly it means that when somebody is Nenefam Hekdesh, then he's Eva Bal Yachel, because he's Michalel, the Gdushe, that took effect through Aflon. Reuven asat a kikya, magdish a kikya. Reuven was magdish a kikya. And then anybody was nene from it. So Mimele is Eva Bal Yachol. Why? Because he was mechalel the kedusha. So the acher that was nene from the kikya is Eva Bal Yachol because he was mechalel the kedusha that took effect through Aflon. And then when Reuven asers his kikir on Shimon, not what was it, and Reuven was mihane Shimon of that kikir, he served it to him. He fed the kikir to Shimon. So the Rambam says Shimon is not like him Shimon Bal Yachol. Reuven is like him Shimon Bal Yachol. So over here, what is the essence of the Bal Yachol? Not for being mechalel the kedusha that took effect to Afloye, but the love of Bal Yachol consists, the Isa Bal Yachol consists in being Michalil one's own Afloy. So it's a different type of Bal Yachol. The Bal Yachol that Reuven the Mehane is Ever when he's Mehane Shimon, and the Bal Yachol that Shimon is Ever when he eats a kikyav that Reuven was Magdish, are two different Bal Yachols. It's the same Bal Yachol, but in other words, it's a different Isa. In the case where Enachia is Nene from a kikya that Reuven was Magdish, then the Isa consists, the Avera consists in being Mechalel the Kedusha that took effect to Afloye. But when Reuven is Mehane Shimon, who became Mosar the kikya, so then the Bal Yachol consists in being Mechalel once one's own employee. One's own employee. Now, that still does not answer the steer in the Rambam. That still does not answer the steer in the Rambam. Now, the question is, the Rambam says, Pamed vor mamurim bishenish ba'al dobo sheni bashu say, kigin shenish ba'ru vin al shimei, shelo yeyler bishreira, oi shelo yeychot boso, v'chayei tzeles, avol nishbaru vin shelo yikonin shimei mi beitzei, v'shelo yeyne min chosob, v'yova shimei mi nichnas lebeisi shel ruvin, v'nene min chosob shelo yindas ruvin ruvin potah, shar yonus, v'shimei chayev shova al dobo selei la seisei, שלו ניש בזה על דובו שהוא בישהו סי וכן כל כך יצא בזה so there is so the בגלל שמח says that the sheet of the Rambam is like the sheet of Rashi in Shavuos and like the one Loshin in Tesvus in Shavuos like the one Loshin in Tesvus in Nidorim the Shavuos can be Zachefte too it all depends how he formulates the Shavuos if he says Shavuos shall yichol kikaze then it's a Nisakav but if he says Achilas kikar ze osar alai b'shvue, then shvue is nizachept. Then shvue is nizachept. And that this is, the, and the Yosemeach mentions in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yisei Neya, Le'eseya, Yisea, O Yishova Shvua, O Yishova Shvua, Le'eser Yisea al Nafshei. So Rabbi Yisei says in Yerushalmi that you can ask the Heftze, for shvue. You can ask. Oh, so if the Rambam, this is how the Yosemeach explains this Rambam. But if the Rambam Shite had been like the Ran and the Rashbo, that when Reuven is mad and asks, "Danu yofis nechosim upon Shimon," then Shimon the name, the mother is like Israel. Then this Rambam could be explained the way the Yosemeach says. But the trouble is that the Shite's Rambam is that by neder that he certainly is a chepzes neder. He certainly is a chepze. So still, the Shitas Rambam is that when Reuven answers, the Anoye or Anshimen, and Shimen is Nene, so Shimen is not like because of that Roshin is Sifrizut, that only Alatz Velachir Nain Dam Lemechlaitz Bivyasa. So that means even though Neda is Nisa Chepze, and the Reuven has the authority to answer the Anoye and Shimen. So, but it only comes within the Isares of Haitz Bivyasa. It does not come within the love of the Yachud Vorei. So if by, but Chaim says if by Hekdesh, so even the Muda, the Acherim, is in a Bal Yachal because it's a different Bal Yachal. Because there the Bal Yachal consists in being Mechalel the Gdushet that took effect to Afloye. So that is Shayach by Neder. By Neder, there are two types of Nidorim. But by Shvuye, even if we assume that the Shittes Rambam means that Shvuye can be Zachevtze too, but the Zachevtze of Shvuye is not superior to the Isachevtze of Neder when it's not what was. By Shvuye, it certainly does not take effect. The Heftze of Shvuye, even if he asks the Heftze, he says, Kikar Zeh Osar Alai B'Shvuye. So it doesn't take effect by being Nitves in Hegdesh. That's it in Neder, not in Shvuye. So why is the Chayim? Now, that the Shittes HaRambam is, as the Yosemeach says, that Shvuye can have an Isachevtze to is mashma from the Peirush HaMishnah in the Dor. Hareini olecho cherem, daf mem zayin, the Peirush HaMishnah, daf mem zayin. Hareini olecho cherem, hamud arosem. So that Mishnah deals with neder, not shvu. So when the Rambam explains this Mishnah that deals with neder, he says, hamud arosem peirush, shimo bar hamud ala neder, hu anikro avaryo, kigen shenish baru vein shol ikon ishimim bebeisei, הרי שמחויב שימן שלו ייכנס בבית ראובן, שהרי נשבע על מה שהיה ברשות זה. לפיכך, אם עובר שימן ונכנס בבית של ראובן, הוא עניק חבר, וזהו פירש עמוד הרוסר. והובין זהו עניין ווסר להקש, שהשבויס והנידורים עודו מחויב לקיימון, ואפילו שהוא אינה הנשבע והנדר, אבל נשבע עליו זה לא עושה. So here the Rambam is discussing in Mishneh that deals with Neda, not with Shmuel. Hareini olach ocherem hamudarosa. So but then he discusses Neda and Shmuel together, b'chodemach. And he tells us this chidesh of the Sifri Zute. So he says, Zehu Piresh, hamudarosa, v'hobin zehu inyen, v'yosa lehekesh, v'yasei lehekesh. שהשבועס והנידורים עודו מחויב לקיימון, ואפילו שהוא אינה הנשבע והנדר, אבל נשבע עליו זה לא עושה. So בין נדר, בין שבועה, so even the zelose, who did not utter the afloye in any way, so he's מחויב to מליקיימון. Now he equates שבועה with נדר. So it must be on the basis of a common ground. If it had been on the basis of separate principles, he wouldn't discuss it with the Macht. Now, vis-à-vis Neder, what's the mokia for this aloha de Sifri Zute? Eili ala latzme, ala chirim nayin, tamachim chayitzim piviase. But he mentions, vasei lehekesh, shashwiyas validorim. So, and by Nidorim, it's on the basis of his achepze. And since he says, vasei lehekesh, so on shwiyas is also on the basis of Isachevtz. But then the question is, so if it's on the basis of the same din as Neder, and by Neder itself there is no Malkis, so why should there be Malkis by Shul? So by Neder itself it only comes within the Esav Chayitz and Piviyase, within the Isarase, not within the love of Balyach Dvorei. Balyach Dvorei is only applies to the Mafli, the one who is Mechal is on Afloy, but it doesn't apply to Achere, except when the Neder is a Neder of Hegdesh or Kinomes, that is Chal by being Nitves in Hegdesh. But Shvuye, even if there is an Isachevtze, it's like the other type of Neder, where it doesn't take effect by being Nitves in Hegdesh. So maybe there is no Malkis, why does he say Chayiv? So, if one wants to say, he can say, does anyone have a Rambam Hilchos Issurei Bi'ur here? No one? Does one have? Hilchos Issurei Bi'ur, no shit, no. You share me. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Issurei Bi'ur, Halacha Yudbeis, Habo al Ervo min Arayis, Kimisasi, Af al Pi Shehitavonos Ilikach, Chayev. Because Amisasi Bechol min Arayis is Chayev. V'chei v'chayev l'avmu v'shniyes. So he's also Chayev. So he's also Chayev. Omer Avrom, Chayev l'avmu v'yadati, Lomo, Kob Menkam. So how can you say Chayev Kabe Chayev Elav or Shniyes? Bishleime Kabe Yisakores. So there is a Chiyuv Korb. So, but Misasik is Potter of Korb, but by Chlom Varayes is Chayev Korb. But by Chayev Elav or Shniyes, there is no Korb anyway. So how can you use the term Chayev? So the Mishneh says, what the Rambam says, V'chein, b'chayev lav mushniyeh, so is chayev misasek, he means chayev l'shamayim, it's an avera. So we see that the loshen chayev can be used in the sense of chayev l'shamayim, when it's an avera. So mele, one could argue that when the Rambam says here, so Ruvein poter shari onus, in other words, Ruvein is an onus gomo, so his poter is not even chayev makas mardus, shari onus, v'shimer chayev. So it could mean it's an avera, Shimon is either an avera de Raise, and he could even be chayiv makas mardus. Why? Because Job al dover also leila say. In other words, he's even the iseres. He's even the iseres. He's even the iseres. So in other words, so if the Rambam can use the Loshin Chayev, even when it's on Bishedik, because every Misasik, besides being Misasik, so it's also a Shedik. So there you don't even have a Makas Mardus. So still, the term Chayev is used by the Rambam. The Chayev is Masik. How can you use the word Chayev? There is no Korban. So the case of Mishnah says, Chayev means Chayev Shemayim. Allah has come with Hamo here, where he's amazing. And was even an Isarese of Kwayet in Pivyase. So Chayev can mean Chayev Makas Mardus, not Chayev Malkes. The Rambam doesn't say Chayev Malkes. And then the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is Vishimen Chayev Sheovar Al Dovor Ho Osor Leila Seisei. Vishimen Chayev Al Dovor Ho Osor Leila Seisei. So he doesn't say Malkes, it means Dovor Osor Midraise. What is there? Isarese of Kwayet in Pivyase. That's not a Deichak in any way. Only thing is, I saw in those Ksavim, so this part they mentioned the name of Rav Olu, everything else, so Reb Chaim says, but this part is mentioned the name of Rav Olu. I'm not sure that Rav Olu was the one who said it. It might be that Reb Chaim said that part too, but they just mixed it up. The one who wrote it down. So he assumes that when the Rambam says the Shimen Chayev, he means Chayev Malkis. But how can it be Chayev Malkis? Assuming that according to the Rambam, there is a Chayev Malkis of Fol Yachl by Shvoi. That in itself, as I mentioned last time, is not such a Dover Poshut. But it couldn't be more Chomor than Neder. And the Shittes Rambam is that when the Madir, when Ruvein asks the Anoye of his Nechosim Panshimen, so the mother is can be Chayev Malkes for Bal Yachol, not the mother. So how could it be by Shimon? So it's mentioned there in the name of Rav Olu that he said that the Chayev is not on the score of Bal Yachol. On the score of Bal Yachol, there is no Malkes because of the Shiras Aramba. But on the score of Lisishbi will be Shvila Shoker, because by Shvuye there is Aloche. There is Aloche of Mushmin Piachirim too. By Shvuye, there is Aloche of Mushmen Piachirim too. Now, some in Mele, the Shita is Rambam. Now, I mentioned last time in Machlekes the Ramban and the Raivet as to whether there is Mushmen Piachirim by Shvuye Zvitu. So we have Aloche of Mushmen Piachirim by Shvuas Eidus, and we have Aloch of Mushim Pe'achirim by Shvuas Pekod. How about Shvuas Bitu? So the Ritva mentions a Machlekes, the Ritva in Shvuas, at the end of Shvuas Eidus, mentions a Machlekes between the Ramban and the Raivet. So he says, that's on the Gemara daflamet vov. Tome, oro boi klole boi nidu boi shvue. That oro is a loshen shvue too. It's a loshen nidu, and it's also a loshen shvue. So he says, ele shedas, oh, v'chin adi, v'hu aneik, yeisa b'mush ben p'yachiri, b'loshen oro lasis, v'shaloi lasis, k'dine b'shvue. Ele shedas, Ramban Zal, in other words, the Ritva says that when someone is mashbia somebody else, so the practice is to use for shvue the loshen of all, because all is a loshen shvue, but that loshen shvue of all is used when one is mashbia achir. So he says, v'chvu anei geisya b'mush b'achirim b'loshen of all. Lasis v'shaloi lasis kedine b'shvoi elo shedas Ramban Zal shekol ha-mushbe mipi achirim eine chayev afil b'loshin shvoi mamish v'ochename b'loshin oho elo she'ono omein sheloi omru din mushbe mipi achirim b'bez n'chayev afal pi shaloi ono omein elo b'shvoi se'idus v'shvoi se'apikot avoloi b'shvoi zbit. So he mentions in the name of the Ramban, that the Ramban says there is no Mushbin Piacher by Shuez Bitu. Not only if the Mashbia of the Shuez Bitu uses a Loshin, or even if he uses a Loshin Shue Manish. In other words, if Ruben will say to Shimon, Mashbiacho Ani, Shalitech Lai. So it's null and void. It has no effect. Even though his Ruben said to Shimon, in the presence of Shimon, and Shimon didn't protest, Shimon didn't contradict it, he kept quiet. It has no effect. It has no legal effect, according to him. It has no legal effect. That's what he says. Shaloyom gudimujim pachirim bibes nchayev, afal pi shaloyom omei, elo bishwes eidu shishwes apikon. Avaloy bishwes bitu. Vein ze daas arai vetzal. Elo bi af shwes bitu, im omachom, vishosak, ki nishba miatsmei. So the Shitraivet is reading. And the Raivet says that even by Shuez Bitu, so even if Omachom Mishosak, Kenigbe Batsmei, Udivre Hakel, Kol Shemicho in the Chaye, Vikolshkim Hoyoshom, Shem Shuo Chola Odom Elomidaite, Vishay Odom Mishue. So the Raivet Chite is that even by Shuez Bitu, there is a loche of Mushben Piacheri. If the Mashbia and the Mushbo were b'maimed echot, and the Mushbo kept quiet. But if the Mushbo protested, Reuven said to Shimon, Mashbiach ani shalitech laye. So Shimon said, oh no, what right do you have over me? So then it's not chal. But if Reuven said to Shimon, Mashbiach ani shalitech laye, and Shimon kept quiet, even though in his heart he was angry at Reuven, but since he kept quiet, so the Shvuye is Chalan. The Shvuye is Chalan Shimon. And the Raive doesn't even limit it to Dovah Shehu B'Shusim. The Raive says Stam. And he says, Udivrei Hakel Kol Shemicho Yinechayev, V'Kol Shkinim Lohoy Yoshom, Shein Shvuo Chol Arodom Elo Midayte, V'Shei Odom B'Shvuo. So it won't have Shech. So if he's Meiche, then it's certainly not Chal. So, because it requires Das. So why, if he keeps quiet? So in other words, so it's like Shtike Kedoye. But he didn't say anything in his heart. He was very angry at Reuven for being Mashbiahim. Still, the Shittas HaRaived is that if he keeps quiet, in other words, of course, the Raived will not say it, let's say, in a situation where it is manifest that the reason as to why Shimon kept quiet is because he was simply afraid of Reuven. Reuven might hurt him. So then he wouldn't say it, because he says, Shein Shvuo Chor Odom Elo Midayte, Vishay Odom Bishvuo. So why is it Chal when he keeps quiet? Because then, Shtike Kidoye. But if it is manifest that the reason is why Shimon kept quiet is because Reuven is an anos, let's say, he's a tyrant, and Shimon was afraid of him, so again it's not Hodom Mishu. But it's a big chidesh. So in other words, so that means that the Raived doesn't limit it only to Dovosh Shehu B'Shusim. So, and then the Ramban is chilek. So it's not that the Ramban holds that Shuas Bitu is mufke of Mushben Piachir. Not that there is a special Gzeres HaKosov that Shuas Bitu is mufke of Mushben Piachir. That couldn't be, because the Ramban in the Mishpat Achirem, he has a whole contrast. Of Mishpat Achirem. So the Ramban says that if a Melech Sanhedrin Gdela imposed a Chirem upon someone that he shouldn't do something, now he explains it. He says this is the Pshut Yishal Mikro. It's a very strange Ramban. Kol Chirem Ashayachem Neodom Mois Lo Yipodim Mois Yomos. At the end of the Chukesai, Kol Chirem Ashayocha Min Odom Lo Yipode Mois Yomos. So the Tereskeyanim, the Gemara in Eirachon says, that means this posik implies that Ayetzi Lo Yorek, if somebody was convicted Lemise, and he was Nigmar Dinei La'ari, He committed an avera for which his chayv misa and embezzling was done, he was given a dinim lemisa. And then another person said, Eirer ze pleini shenigmar dinim lemisa olai, he's a makom. He has no erech. That's the pshat. Kol chayv masha yocha min odom lo yipod. That if somebody said erech pleini olai, who was nigmar dinim lemisa, so he has no erech, he has no value. Meis yomos. So the Ramban says there's the drash, but the pshuti shel mikro is something else. The pshuti shel mikro is that if Melech Yisrael b'maimed bezden hagodol imposed a cherem upon anybody that will do a certain thing the way Shaul HaMelech imposed a cherem, anyone who betay him on that day the milchome. So and then so Yonason didn't even know of the Shvu and the Cherem that Shaul imposed. So Shaul wanted to have him executed, to have Yonason executed, because he was even on that Cherem. Now the question, so Vayivdo Esom Es Yonason, the Pasuk says. So the question is, how did it occur to Shaul's mind to execute Yonason? He wasn't Chayav Misa. Alright, he was Eiver on the Gzeire, on the Cherem that Shaul HaMelech made. So the answer is because Shaul did it, B'marama Tzanedrin Deilun. So if Melech Yisrael puts a Cherem against anyone who'll do a certain thing, even though it's something new, I mean something that's not even Moser, was it Oser? Mitzadat Mi'atoro to eat on the day? Shaul imposed the Cherem, imposed the ban upon anyone who will eat something will be tame. So he's chayv misa. And that's the Ramban in Mishpat HaCherem says, Kol Cherem asher yocha min odom lo yipode mois yomos. Mois yomos. So he's chayv misa. But of course, when is chayv misa? Only if the Melech Yisroel, b'maimed bezden hagodol, Kol Yisroel, imposes a Cherem. But suppose the tzibur imposes a cherem, not Melech Yisrael, not Bez Nagodol, then there is no chiyuv misa. But chal it is. And why is it chal? So the Rambam mentions in Mishpat HaCherem, he mentions the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. The Pirkei de Rav Lezer says in respect to that posuk that is mentioned in Shmuel, so he says, Milameit she'achirem u'shvuo v'ashvuo u'chirem. So that means that when the tzibur imposes a chirem, so that involves an iser of shvuo. That involves an iser of shvuo. She'ashvuo u'chirem v'achirem shvuo. And the Ramban says that. Now the question is, the Ramban himself says that there is no mushben pi'achirem v'ashvuo's bitu. So how does he say that Cherem Yishvo? What does Cherem mean? Melech Yisrael b'mani bezna godolo or Tzibo imposes a Cherem. But each individual Jew, each member of the Tzibo did not say Amen. So how can there be? How can it be Chal? How can it be effective as a Shvo? Milamit Shashvo Cherem v'Cherem Yishvo. The answer is, it's not, the Ramban Shita is not that Shua's Bitu is Mufke of Mujim Piachir. No. The Ramban says that whereas in respect to Shua's Apikot and Shua's Eidus, so the Aloch is that the Teveya has the authority to be Mashbia. The one that is chayev to him, the nitva. So by Shvuas Bitu there is no such aloche that one person should have the authority to be mashbia somebody else. He has no such authority. Mashink. So it's not that Shvuas Bitu is mufke, that mushbem of mushbem piacheri. By Shvuas Bitu there is no mushbem piacherim because one person has no authority over another person. Mashenk in Tzibur, Bezn, Melech, they have authority and jurisdiction over the Yochid. So they can be Mashbiah too. So, and in Hilchos Seydes, the Mechaber says, that not everyone that is Eiver and Issa Deraise is Chayev, is Poseleides. Only if it's a love of Chomos, like Iganev, an Iser of Chomos, like Iganev, Igazlen, Malveberibi, so on, or a love Sheyesh B'Malkis. So then he says that if somebody took Yeshua, and let's say Shaloy Echinu, V'Ochal is Poseleides, or if the Tzibu made a Cherem, imposed a Cherem, that somebody shouldn't do something. Let's say like the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershon, if the Tzibu imposed the Cherem, and then somebody violated Chomei HaTzibu, he becomes Poseleides. Why should he become Poseleides? The answer is because he's either the love of Shui, of Lisishbu Bishvila Shokim. So it's on the basis of this Birkei Rav Elazar. Milamei Shashvuo Cherem, V'Acherem Ushvuo. And the Ramban mentions it in the Mishpat Acherem. So, but the Ramban himself says there is no Mushbe Mipi Acherim by Shvuos Bitu. So the Ramban means there is no Mushbe Mipi Acherim by Yochid. But because the Yochid has no authority to be Mashbia. Mashenkin Tzibu, they have an authority to be Mashbia. So then, there is a Mushbe Mipi Acherim. So in Mele, the Shittes Rambam might be that Shvuos Bitu is not Mufke of the Halacha of Mushbe Mipi Acherim. But he certainly agrees with the Ramban, not with the Raivet, the Ramban. The Raivet Shite is that any Yochid, even Al Dobo Sheini Bashuse, can be Mashbia, and if the Mushbo is Sheisek, so we say Shtike Kidoy. Even though he knows that he wasn't masking. So, but he should have protested. And since he didn't protest, so Memele it's Chalad. That's a big Chiddush. That's the Raivet Shite. The Rambam certainly does not agree with that Shite. So the Rambam agrees basically with the Shita of the Ramban that there is no Mushbe Mipi Acherim by Shvuos Bitu. Why not? Because he has no authority to be Mashbia. But let's say Tzibur, the Ramban himself says, can impose a Cherem, and then it is effective as a Shvuos. Milamit Shashvuos Cherem V'Acherem Shvuos. So Mele, even a Yochid, Bidovo Shvuos B'Shusei, so he has authority to be Mashbia, somebody else. And it's Chal on him, even against the will of the Mushbe. This is what is mentioned in the Ksavim, the name of Halal, that the reason as to why the Rambam says that Vishimer Chayev Shehova Al Dovor Osalei, because the Rambam deals here with Nishba Al Dovor Shehu Bershusei. So Al Dovor Shehu Bershusei, so just as the Rambam says that the Tzibur has the authority to be Mashbia the Yochid, so even a Yochid has the authority to be Mashbia another Yochid, but let's say Ruvein has the Keach, has the authority to be Mashbia Shimen, the Shalikonis Beshusei, Shalyanim Chosov. So Mimele, even though the Shittes HaRambam is that by neder, so when Ruvein asas the anoye of his nechosim upon Shimon, so Shimon is not even bal yachol. So that's by neder, because by neder there is no aloche of nodu mipi achir. By neder there is only aloche of nidam piatzmei. There is no aloche of nodam piachir. But by Shvuye there is aloche of Mushbe Mipi Acherim. We see that according to the Raivet, on anything there is a halacha of Mushbe Mipi Acherim. According to the Ramban, there is no halacha. But Tzibur has the keach to be Mashbia the Yochid. And the Melar be Maimed Bez Nagodol. So has the keach to such an extent that if somebody is even on the Cherem and the Shvuye, so then he's in Chayv Mitzvah according to Ramban. So in other words, so we see that Shvuos Bitu is that Mushbe Mipi Acherim is not Mufke of the Aloche of Mushbe Mipi Acherim. the Acherim. So Mimele, the Shittes HaRambam is that Amdovo Shuru Pirshu say there is a loch of Mujim Pi'acherim. But we have, I think, that even if we say it the way the world says, so we still have to explain it according to what the Yosemeyach says. In other words, why is it that there is a Mujben Pi'acherim? There is a Mujben Pi'acherim, Altova Shuru Pirshu say, because there is a din of Afloy, there is a din of Shvuah. And it's a Heftze, so Mimele, even without the love of Lisizbu Bishmil HaShoker. Suppose there hadn't been a love of Lisizbu Bishmil HaShoker. So he still, Reuven could aser his Nechosim and Shimon Bishvuah, if he asers the Heftze. So Rabbi Yisim Yerushalmi says that he can ask the Chepza Lachir. That's the Pshat Yishova Shvua Leser Isa. So in other words, that one can ask his near the Chepze and Achir. So that's implicit in the Parshei Matis. That not only is there, can one ask his Chepze al Dineter, al Achirim, he can ask Bishvua also al Achirim. So true. That is so, but it doesn't come within the love of Bal Yach, because only within the essay of Klayetz and Pivyase. But in as much as Al Dovo Shehu Bershu say, so the Shvuyah is Chal, and it comes within the essay of Klayetz and Pivyase. So mainly we can apply the Aloche of Mushbe Pi Achirim, and the Mushbe is Eiver on the love of Lisish Bishmila Shoka also. So in other words, why? Is there a din of Mujben Pi'achirim but Dovash HaBishu say? And Dovash HaBishu say, there is no Aloch of Mujben Pi'achirim. The answer is, because Al Dovash HaBishu say, so the Shvui is not Chal. So how can there be Aloch of Mujben Pi'achirim? Masha'inkin Al Dovash HaBishu say, since there is an Issa Heftze, as the Yosemeyach says. There is an Issa Heftze in Shvui, and the Shvui is Chal. If it's Chal, so the Aloch of Mujben Pi'achirim takes effect. So it's not shaykh to say chefze, because one cannot answer Shimon's nechosim and Shimon, or Shimon's nechosim and Levi. So mimele, there cannot be any aloche of mujben pi'achirim. But al dova shehu b'shu say, so even without the aloche of mujben pi'achirim, it can be osir, and it will come within the iser ese of klayetz and pivyase. So since the shvui is how al dova shehu b'shu say. Because in Perush HaMishnah, so he equates the Rambam Perush HaMishnah Nachnum Zayin. Harini Yolech Achirem Amud Arosat. Amud Arosat Perush Imover Amud Ar Laneder. הוא עניק רבריין, כן שנשבע רובן של ריקונס שימן בבייסי, הרי שמחויף שימן של ריקונס בבייס רובן, שהרי נשבע או מה שהוא לא בשביל זה. So, he explains the Mishnah, the deals with Nader, and he mentions an example of Shvuah. And then he says, why is it so? והווה זה עניין, ועשה לי הקש, שהשבוי לסנידורים, עוד מחויב לקיימון, ואף על פי שהוא אין להנשבע והנדר. So in other words, he discusses them Shvuah and Neder b'chol emach. By Neder, the Moker is the Sifti Zuti. V'yachol vore, in li yel al atzme, al achirub na'ayin talmud leima klayitz in pivyase. So without the Gzeres HaKosh klayitz in pivyase, I would say, even though Neder is in Issa Heftze, but one has no authority to ask somebody else. A thousand times, it's mistaken like that. Just because it's in Issa Heftze, so it gives the power of a person to answer somebody else, that not. But there is a special zakosu. And this special zakosu applies only to Klayitz and Pivyase, not to the love of Bal Yach Dvorim. So because of that, a shvuye of Heftze, Bidova Shehu B'Shu say, is Chal. Since it's Chal, so Mimele, since it's Chal, so that means he has the authority to ask somebody else Bishvuah. If he has the authority to ask someone else Bishvuah, so Mimele the Aloch of Mujben Pi'achirim applies, just as the Aloch of Mujben Pi'achirim applies according to the Ramban, Ligabi Melech and Sanhedrin, Ligabi Tzibo. But what difference does it make whether it's the Melech does it or a Yochid does it? The answer is, a Yochid has no authority over another Yochid. But the Tzibo has authority over a Yochid. The Melech and Bez Nagotl have authority, they have jurisdiction over Yochid. So Mimele, there is a Loch of Mujim Piacherim. Just as there is a Loch of Mujim Piacherim by Shua Seidus. Why? Because the Teveya, the one who is Teveya Eidus, he has authority over the one who is Chayavim Eidus. By Shua Seidus, there is a Loch of Mujim Piacherim. Why? Because the Mujbe owes the Nitva, owes the Teveya money. At least he says so. So according to the allegation of the Teveya. So he owes the Teveya money. So Mele, he has the authority to be Mashbiya. But it's just like that, one Yochid over the other Yochid, he has no issues. But where he asks the Hefze, so then the Shui is Chal. So Mele, the Aloha of Mujim Piacherim can apply. One second. The Aloha of Mujim Piacherim can apply. So in other words, so it's a combination of what the Yosemeach says and what Ravello says. Ravello or Rav Chaim, I don't know who says it. Anyway, so, but it has to be combined with what the Yosemeach says. Because without the special aloche that Rav Yehesi Yerushalmi says, Yishov HaShvua Lesa Yisrael Nafshe, that you can ask the Hefze al the Shvua, so mainly there wouldn't be aloche of Mushbe and Piachere. Just as there wouldn't be a loche in there that is conceitedly a Nisach Hefze, without the special Zadakosu of Klayit Pivyasa, I would say, true is a Nisach Hefze, but still it doesn't give him authority to answer somebody else. So why should he have authority to answer Bishwuy to somebody else? But there is a Droshe, Rabbi Yisrael Yerushalmi, Shava Shvua, Lesarisa. So Mimele, since this Droshe tells us that he has authority to ask somebody else al dishwe, so mele the aloche of mujim piacherim applies. Mashayikim by neda, there is no aloche of mujim piacherim, just not omidas atzmei, so mele yein aleike. And here he is chayev, so the pshat in the Rambam could be chayev malkes, in the same way as the Ramban in Mishpat Achirim says, that, and as the Mishchon Aruch Paskens in Luchasedes, that if one is ever al-Chome HaTzibur, he's possible to be the Reis. Why? In the same way as one who is ever al-Shvue, Shalo Yechal v'yochal. So it's Chal. Now let's see the Raivet again. What does the Raivet say? ואיזה דאז הרי וצהל, אלו דאף שבו הסביטו, אם עומד שום בשוסק, כי נשבע בעצמי, ודברי הקר, כל שניחו אין החייב, וכל שכין אם לאו יושום, שישבו אוכל על אודום, אלו מדייתי, ושיהודום בשבו. Now, so, the shit is arrived with this, that even דובר שני בו שהוא say, if it is done in the presence of the mushbo, and the mushbo didn't contradict him, didn't protest, he was chasing, even though in his heart he was very angry and he didn't accept it, so Mimele, it is Chalani. So the Kashi is raised against the Raivet, that the Raivet appears to be contrary to a Mishnah Mefureshes. Now, Daf Choftes Omud Beis in Shvuas. The Mishnah said as follows: Shvuas bitu noyeges ba'anoshim uvenoshim, bikreivim uvechekim, bikreivim uvechekim, bikshirim uvepsuim, bifnei bezdin v'shaloi bifnei bezdin, mipiatzmei. So it's a Mishnah Mefureshes, mipiatzmei. Shvuas bitu is only neig mipiatzmei. Shvuas bitu is only neig mipiatzmei. So, let's say, so that doesn't present any kashe against the Rambam. Even if we say that the Rambam means chayev, is chayev is Shmue, not only chayev and isarese, chayev lashamayim, makas marbus, but he is chayev malkes for isis mishmila shoka, because the Rambam limits the aloha of mishmila shoka by Shmue's bitu to dova shuv v'shuv say. But here he doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't have reference to Dabashu Bishusin. But the Raivachit is without that, that there is a Mushman Piachir in every Shwez Bitu. Even Dabashu Bishusin. Even Dabashu Bishusin. But if he's Meichi, if he protests not. So then, but here the Mishnah says, Bifniatzme. In other words, in contrast to Shua Seidus and Shua Spikodun, where it can be Beimi Piatzme, this is how the Mishnah formulates it in connection with Shua Seidus and Shua Spikodun. Beimi Piatzme, Beimi Piachim. And here it says, Mi Piatzme. So you couldn't say that Mi Piatzme means if it is, if there is no shtikin. So if there is no shtikin, so then, even by Shuas Eidus and Shuas Apikodin, there is no Mushim Piachirin. On the contrary, by Shuas Eidus and Shuas Apikodin, so even if he's Sheisek, so he's not Chayev, the Nitva. Only if the Nitva denies it. In other words, suppose, if Reuven says to Shimon, Boy Vedun, and then he says, Shvua Shinat in Yedil Chayides, so Shimon is Chayev. But, suppose, Reuven says to Shimon, "Boi v'eduni, mashbi'achani, shetoboi v'toduni." And then Shimon says, "Ein ani yidei l'chaydes." So he's also chay. But suppose Reuven says to Shimon, "Boi v'eduni," and then "mashbi'achani, shetoboi v'toduni." And Shimon keeps quiet. He doesn't make any denial. He doesn't even say, "Ein ani yidei l'chaydes." Then he's fine. So on the contrary, so he couldn't say that the Pshat LeMishne Shaloi Mipiatzme means that Shuas Bitu in contrast to Shuas Eidu, Shuas Apikodun, so he's only Neik Mipiatzme if it's not Chosak. But Mashenkin by Shuas Eidu, even if it's not Chosak, even if he's Meiche, he is Chayev. No, by Shuas Eidu, he's not Chayev if he's Meiche. On the contrary, even if he shows like his potter, only if he denies it. So the question is, so it's a mission for us, it's the Raivet. So we have to say in the Raivet, that when the Raivet says that there is mushbe mipi achirim, by Shuas Bitu, so that's only in regard to the chaleis of Shuas Bitu. In other words, when, let's say, Reuven will say to Shimon, "Mashbi'achu ani, shaloteich alayim." And then Shimon keeps quiet. He keeps quiet. So he says, "Shtike kidoye," even though in his heart he knows he wasn't mikablet, but since it was apparent to the observer that he was mikablet in his heart, even though he knows in his heart that he wasn't mikablet, so it's chalanim. So it only comes within the Issa Shvui in the parasha of Matthew. But it doesn't come within the Issa Shvui of Lisishbu Bishmila Shoker, or in the parasha in Vayikro of Lisishba Levatel, Vinefesh Kisishova Levatel, Bisvasayim, Lohar Aleitim. There, the Chiyuv Korban is even for Achalti Veloy Achalti. There is no Chaleis. So it's the Maise Shvui La Sheker. Because the Gabur is in Ishbla Sheker. So when one keeps quiet, even if in his heart he agrees. So what? Does he become an Ishbla Sheker just because in his heart he agrees? So how could he be Chayev? So when the Raivet says that there is Mushben Piacheri, by every Shuas Bitu, if it's done in the presence of the Mushbo, and the Mushbo keeps quiet, so it's only Ligabi the Chalei Shvui. So it comes within the love of Bal Yachol, it comes within the Isarese of Chlayitz and Pivyase, but it does not come within the love of Lisishbu Bishmila Shoker. So there is a fundamental distinction between the effectiveness of Mushbe of Shuas Bitu, Mushbe Piachirim by Shuas Bitu, according to the Raivet, and the effectiveness of Mushbe Piachirim by Shuas Bitu when the Tzibur imposes a Chirim. Because the Mechaber Paskus in the Chassidus, that when the Tzibur imposes a cherem, and someone is Eiver on the Chomei HaTzibur, so it's possible to say this in the same way as someone who is Eiver on his own Shvui. In other words, it comes within the love of Lisishbu Bishmila Shoker. Because over there, that's the shita of the Ramban in Mishpat Achirem, that the reason is why there is no Mushben Pi Achirem. By Shwez Bitu is because one Yochid has no authority over another Yochid. So Mimele, but the Tzibo has authority. So if he has authority, so Mimele, he becomes a Nishba Lashekato. According to the Ramban, according to the Mechaber and the Chassidus. Mashenkin, according to the Raived doesn't discuss Tzibo, he discusses any Yochid, and even something that is not Birshusim. So Mimele, so on what basis is it Chal? Because Shtike Kidoye. But Shtike Kidoye, fine, so the Isa Shvue can be Chal. But there is no Maise Shvue. And after all, there is Aloche, V'nefesh Kisishova, Livati Bishvasayim. 1,000 times Shtike Kidoye, there is no Bidus Vasayim. How can it be in Yishvala Sheker? So it's not. So the sheet of the Raivet of Mujim Piacherim is on the basis of the Parashim Matis, of the Haleishwe. The Haleishwe. So it's only Shayach if Reuven says to Shimon, Mashbiacha ani shalitech layeh. And if he keeps quiet, and the wounden is that he was mikablet, so that's the aloche, that's a big chiddush, that's the sheet of the Raivet, that is Israel. But if Reuven says to Shimon, Mashbiacha ani shaloyochalt layeh, and Shimon keeps quiet, how can he be chayev? Let's say that he is masking, so what if he is masking? It's not more serious than one will be mehara belibe 1,000 times. So there is aloche goma belibe velo hitzi bismosov. So it is not osea. But in the Yisa Shvue, so there is aloche of mushben b'acherim too. There is aloche of mushben b'acherim, according to Raivet. But it doesn't come within the parasha of Nefesh Kisishova Levati Bismasayim or in the love of Loisish Biu Bishmila Shoker. So there is a difference between the Shita Saramban vis-a-vis Cheir Matzibu, because they are, so the Melech or the Bezdin or the Tzibu has authority to be Mashbia, so then it becomes a Nishma. So it becomes a Nishma. If he doesn't fulfill the Shvui, it becomes a Nishma Shekatu. And the Shita Saraybet, a Yochid, when it must be another Yochid, and the other Yochid is Sheisid, so then it's only Chal Mitzadi Chalei Shvue. But there is no Maise Shvue, so in Nishma Lasheker it doesn't become. So Mele, it's only Shayach Ligabi Shvue of Losi, but it's not Shayach Ligabi Shvue, it's not Shayach Ligabi Shvue of Opa. Right now, tomorrow, I would like to start the Shir in Chum at 9 o'clock.
Kolkinu yinidorim kidorim. Maishne gabi nozi yodu likotonu lelikulim. So here the umaishne gabi nidorim diktonu lelikulim. So here the Mishneh enumerates everything. Kinu yinidorim, kinu yichomim, kinu yishvuiz, kinu yinizirz. All the items are spelled out. They are, in the Mishneh nozi are just mentions the din that kinuy and niziras he can ziras. So maishne gabi nozi ulikoton ulikule. Just kinuy and niziras can ziras. So maishne gabi nidorim dikon ulikule. Everything, every item is spelled out. So igmoy gizetaret mishum dine deru shvue. Ksi vegabi ado de ton etard. Because the Torah in the Parashe Matis mentions neder and discusses neder and shvue together. Ish ki yida neder la dishem, o ishova shvua, lesa risar al nafshe. So yachud voit chayitz in piviyase. So there in the Parashe Matis, the Torah discusses neder and shvue together. So here, the Tane has to discuss neder, so Mele he has to discuss shvue also. So, Mishnah Shvut Adore Tonetartin, so he must mention Shvue. V'chivn di Tonetartin, Ton Likud. So as long as he has to discuss something other than Eder, Shvue, so he discusses everything. He discusses everything. V'chivn di Tonetartin, Ton Likud. So now the Gemara asks Kashe, V'leisne kinui Shvues, Bosa Nidorim. Why? So the whole reason is to why the Tane here in the Mishneh spells out everything is because the Torah in Parsha Matis discusses Shvuyeh together with Neder. So let him mention Shvuyeh immediately after Neder. How is it that the Tane interposes Chalmim between Nidorim, Kinui Nidorim, and Kinui Yishuas. You raise the Kinui Yishuas and Nidorim. So the Gemara gives a teretz. I did it on the Nidor, the Mitzachev Tzalei. Tone Name Chomim, the Mitzachev Tzalei. Lafu Kishuye, the Kosal Nafshim Chevtze. Alright. So, I did it on the Nidor, the Mitzachev Tzalei. So, he mentions also Chomim, the Mitzachev Tzalei. Lafu Kishuye, the Kosal Nafshim Chevtze. Now, I discussed already. Now, we saw the Teisves and the Rosh say that when the Mishnah says Kol Kinui Chomim Ki Chomim, so the Mishnah has reference to Chomigoveya. The Ran, the Teisves and the Rosh, they both say. Now, the Ran says that Chomim, so he says Uma Sheshono מה ששונה כאן חומים כחומים היינו משום שלוש חירם כשם שהוא חילך כשם שהוא קיל חומי פרק הבייס כך הוא קיל נברי יסה. So it's משמע that חומים here doesn't mean חומי גובה as the Rosh and Teisva say, but it means נברי יסה. So the question arose against the Ran's pshat. So why does the Gemara say? So first of all, why does the Mishnah have to mention Kinui Chomim Kichomim? If it's Nidreisa, so that's Nidorim. I mean, you can formulate another in many ways. Why does he have to mention it as a separate item? And then the Gemara says, why does the Gemara ask the list of Kinui Shmuyis Bosa Nidorim? What's the kashi? Pishleim according to the Rosh and Teisves that Chomim Kichomim has reference to Chomik of Eya. So the Gemara's Kashi is a good Kashi. After all, the whole reason is to why? The Mishnah mentions Shavuos. After all, it's the Dorim, it's not Shavuos. So it's because the Torah in Parsha Matis mentions Shavuos together with the Dorim. So here too, it should mention Shavuos next to the Dorim. Why is it? Why does it interpose Chomim? So that's a good kasha, because Chomim does not refer to Nidorim, but according to the Ran that it has reference to Nidreiser. So what kind of a kasha is it? After all, the kasha is why does the Mishnah itself have to mention it? All right, but assuming if we say since it's a different formulation, even though it's the same thing. So he spells it out, he mentioned it separately. But what's the kasha of the Gemara? That Shavuos should be mentioned after Kinui Nidorim? How could he mention Shavuos after Kinui Nidorim when Chomim is Nidorim Amesh, but a different formulation? And then, why does the Gemara give the Teretz? I didn't Ton Nidorim Mitzachev Tzalai. Ton Name Chomim Mitzachev Tzalai. It's not Chomim Dimitza. Ton Name Chomim Dimitzachev Tzalai. That's Nidorim. It's not similar to Nidorim in the sense that it's Mitzachevtze. It's Nidorim Amish. So from all these rayas, it's mashma that the pshat in the Mishnah, Chomim Kechomim, is that it is reference to Chomim Gaveya. But the Ran, it seems from the Ran that Chomim has reference to Nidorim. So it was mentioned that it's not, the Ran doesn't mean that Chomim has reference in the Mishnah to Nidrei Yisera. In Achaname, the Mishneh, when it says Chomim Kechomim, it has reference to Nidrei Gaveya. But the question is, what has it to do here? That has to do in Kochim. This has to do in Kochim. I mean, here it has no place in Miseches Nidorim. So the Ran says, the reason is to why the Tanya of the Mishneh mentions Chomim Kechomim too, it means Chomim Goveya. But what has it to do in Nidorim? The answer is that the Loshon of Chirem can be used in Nidreisa too. So because of that, it has its place in Miseches Nidorim, because the same Loshon can be used as a Loshon in Nidreisa. But in Achaname, when the Mishnah says Chomim Kechomim, it has reference to Nidrei Goveya. So in other words, in final analysis, the Ran's pshat is not in conflict with the Rosh and the Tesis pshat. All right. Now let's see the Ran. Maishne gabni dori, ditone kula, kleima, viilu b'miseches nozi el ditone elu kol kinun ziras kinziras. Nederu shvui eksive gaba adori, tichsiv ki yida nederu adishem u yishova shvua. Ali ditone nidorim di mitzachef tzale, kleima al sheitze raki kerolom, veime rachilas kiker ze olai, lafuke shvue, di osa nafshe mechefze, kleima, שאימי השבועי שלא יאכל כי כזה ומהום אשמה דין שבועי בלו שנדע ולא ינדע בלו ששבועי הלכך כל שהחליף של זה בו זה אין בדבור אוף כלום אין בדבור אוף כלום So the Ran says when the Gemara says מי שאיידי דיתונה נידורים ומיצה חפצה עליי תונה נעמה שחומים דקמיסה חפצה לילה, פוקי שבועי דקוסה נפשי מחפצה. קוסה נפשי מחפצה. So Ran explains it, עדן ניתון לנידורים דמיצה חפצה לי, כלימה שאיסר הקיקר עולו, ואם מרחיל אז קיקר זה עולי, להפוקי שבועי דקוסה נפשי מחפצה, כלימה שאימר שבועי שלא יכול קיקר זה. Why does Ran have to say, כלימה שאיסר הקיקר עולו, ואם מרחיל אז קיקר זה עולי, Why doesn't the Ran explain simply the Gemara? I did not turn the door in the mitzachefze alai that neder is a mitzachefze. Kleima she'akikarod neser alo. V'loi she'agavre neser. The answer is the Ran couldn't say that because the Ran mishitosei. The Ran says that v'tres that even though neder is a mitzachefze, but there is a mitzagavre in neder too. If there is a nisagavri in Eda too, and because of that, the Ran says that yitches nidorim that if someone asat a certain kikya in Eda, kikya ze osar alai, and then he says shvuo shelo yeichel kikya ze, so the shvuo is not hal because the nisa hal alisa. Suppose he reverses the order. In other words, first he says shvuo shelo yeichel kikya ze. And then he says, "Kikaze osar olai b'neder." So then it is chal. Neder is chal on shvu. But and even vis-a-vis the same kikya. So neder is chal on shvu. He first he asked himself to eat of that kikya, and then he asked the kikya of the neder. So it's chal. But so neder is chal on shvu. But shvu is not chal on neder. He first he asked the kikya, and then he asked himself to eat of that kikya. It's not chal. Why isn't Shvui Chal on Neda? Because the Nisa Chal on Nisa. So Neda shouldn't be Chal on Shvui either because of Nisa Chal on Nisa. So the Ran says, because Neda is a Nisa Chefze, but it has a Nisa Gavre too, because the love of Bal Yacho is a Nisa Gavre, the Ran says. Who is Oser? I mean, as a matter of fact, on the surface, it appears to be a matter of common sense that the Ran is right. I mean, how is the Chayach to say that the love of Bal Yachol is a Nisa Chefze? What is it? Chefze is Osa. Chefze is not Osa. The Chefze is an inanimate thing. It cannot, it's not bound by any obligations, by any Surim. The Gavre is a moral being. He can be bound by Surim. But you cannot say the Chefze is Osa. Chefze is not Osa. The Chefze does not commit any aveiros when it's eaten up by the Gavre. The Gavre commits the aveiros. So in Mele, the love of Bal Yachol is incumbent upon the Gavre, it's not incumbent upon the Chefze. So that's why the Ran doesn't explain the Gemara. I did it on Nidorim, the Mitzah Chefze Alai. See, so it doesn't explain it simply, literally. The Mitzah Chefze Alai, Sha'akikya Roser, V'lo Yagavre. No, because the Gavre is also Roser. So the Ran explains it. I did it on the Nidorim, the Mitzachevzale, Kileima Sheiser Akikerolo. In the formulation, he answers the Kiker. Veimer Achilas Kikeroza Alai, Lafuke Shvuye Dosanavshe Mechevze, Kileima Sheimer Shvuo Sheloyechel Kikaze. Now, let's turn to the Ran, Dafit Chesenidor. Now, Daf Yudches in Nidorim, Amud Aleph, the it's in the middle, towards the bottom. It's the fourth paragraph. It's Dibra Maskel Hilkach Naktin. The sixth big line in the Ram, beneath the Gemara, beneath the column of the Gemara. The sixth big line. Hilkach Naktinot, Vicheheche, Dein Shvue Cholal Shvue Lechaim Beitz. So suppose he says, Shvue Shalechol Kikazeh, Shvue Shalechol Kikazeh. So if he eats it, he's not chayv twice, because he needs a chalalis. Kachi Nedah Cholal Nedah. Vimomar Keinemolai Kikazeh, Keinemolai Kikazeh, Nechayv Lachas. If he takes the same Nedah twice, in respect to the same kikia, so he's only chayiv once. Why? Because he needs a chalalisa. The chitone yeish neda b'sech neda daf kelim l'shtei nizira sulamim kidechsim miu lehom miu se'adif en idorim mi b'shuez sh'am idorim cholim ala shuez v'in ha shuez cholis ala nidorim keit nish ba she'yechol kikar ze v'akei nosri olof b'keine mosol ochle kidamun alil keinem suke. So if he took his shvuyah that he should eat in an affirmative way, this kikah, and then he asked it, so it's neder l'lachat v'al mitzvah, so it's chal. Also, ach l'kamu n'alil kemim suke shane yise, uvev shane neite losa, uvevadai dicheiche dineder chol al v'al mitzvah, chayl nama ha-shvuyah, shen mitzvah u'shvuyah shtey nisa gabrehen, v'chayl olai yisa chefzeh. So he says, V'yefsha, it's not such a certainty in the mind of the Ram. V'yefsha, gamke, shekishem she'aneder chol al ha'shvuah livatlo. Kachu chol v'kaimo shanish ba shelo yeichol kikazu v'chol zar v'yochle olo b'keinem v'yochle yichayev shtay v'yochle yichayev shtay v'chay b'di im v'vati rin cholim v'kaim v'kosh v'maru taim v'gufe v'kazibne v'chim v'shvu yisles nalim אלו יישא גברי, כי הוא אמר כנן, מיסי סבייסא חפצה. אבל אין השבוי אסחול אסל הנדורים, לא יבטל ולא ימקיים, שימוס על עצמי, קיקה, וחוץ אבי נשבול אוף שיכלנו, איפשיטה שאין רשוי אלי אוכלי. וכן נאמה, ניש באולף של יכלנו, עיני עבר, אלו משום ביחו. ולכל מימה ביחי יחד יישא חפצת עם דורי. חיירה יישא גבו לשווייז. הוכנה, so in other words, if first he took his shwe, not in the kikia. And then he asked the kikia all in Eda. So, ממילא יישא חפצת עוף נידורי, we do not say יישא חל יישא. Because the יישא שווי זה יישא גב, and נדר is יישא חפצת. So the יישא. חפצה אוף נידורים יחלן דיסא גברו שווייז הוכנמי יסא גברו דשווייז ליכלה יסא חפצה דנידורים משום דבנידורים כיחד יס ביסא חפצה יסא נגברו נמי יס שערי מקיבים שנעשר אולוב כל ובעל יחד דבורי ואילב יסא גברו ככל יסא ששבתירו הילקח ימוקים לשווייז שתוכלה נידור. So in other words, what does he say? What does the Ram say? First he says that if he took his shvui in an affirmative way to eat that kikah, then he took an eder and he asked that kikah, then it's certainly chal, he doesn't say efshe. Then it's a double poshut, because neder is a misachefze, and it's chal livatl dvar mitzvah. So if he took his shvui that he should eat the kikah, so it's like a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. It's a like the mitzvah of eating matzah in Pesach. So if he asks the matzah on Pesach night, so it's chal, so here it's also chal. That's a pshit. And then he says, the efsha gamke, shekishem shaneda chol al ha-shvuah livatlo, kach v'chol, if the shvuah, the original shvuah was sheichol kikah zeh, and then he asas the kikah. So then it's certainly chal. So if sheh kachu choli kaimo shanich b'shelo yeichol kikah zeh, v'chol avos cholam b'keinu boch lechaim shtayim. But that's not such a certainty, you see. If the original shvuyah was sheichol kikah zeh, and then he took in eder kikah zeh oser alai b'neder, then it's a certainty that it becomes oser. But if the original shvuyah was shelo yeichol kikah zeh, and then the neder is likayim es hashvuyah, it's not such a certainty. He's disposed that way, but he's not 100% certain. In other words, there is a possibility that it's not chal. Why isn't it chal? Because of Nisachal Lisa. But then he says, no, we cannot say Nisachal Lisa, because here, in effect, it's an Nisa Meisi. Because the original Shvue was an Nisa Gavre, now when he takes an Eder, so it's an Nisa Hefze. So it's chal. So he says, ויאפשר גם כן שכשם שהנדר חול על השבוע לבד לו, כך הוא חול מקיימו, שהניש ושלו יכול ככזו, וחוז עבור סחולו בקיינם, ואוכל חיים שתיים, וחיים מדין, אם לבד לו יכול לקיים לכל שכו. So he says, לקיים לכל שכו, but still he says, ויאפשר. Why? Because they don't understand that it's not totally unreasonable to argue the other way. And you'll see that the הרשעים החלק, ומהות תיימי גופה, דקסיבני, דחידן דשבועס, לסנאי אליס הגברה, כאומר קיינן, מזי זה בייס החפצי. מזי זה בייס החפצי. אבל אין השבועי סחול סלנדורי. So that's a pshites that it's not chal. Loi levat and loi lekayim. Shimos al atzmi kiki abechot am nishbol av sheichlenu. Pshites shen hashoi lo ochlei. Vichein name nishbol av sheichlenu. Hei neiver alo mishum bal yachir. Vilei kol meima dechei chan isa chepsen dorim. Chal isa kava nishwes. Chan am isa kava nishwes. Lei chal isa chepsen dorim. Mishum dorim kiechen isa isa chepsen isa kava name isbu. Shami kim shenez כי מי שנאסר אולוב כל אולוב בל יחד בורי ואי לב איסה גבר ואי לב, דת לב איסה גבר ככל איסה שבתאירו היו כך אימוקים לשווה שתוך אל הלנדות ואוכי איסה בירושלמי פרקם עד המחירותי ביקי כרחות מכיוון שאיס כרולוב שווה כנבל so he becomes like נבל מכאן ואילך כמי חל שווה איסה לאיסור ואין שווה איס כל אולוב על היסוד. אומר רב יודן, והוא שאיסקר נדר והכן איסקר שווה. אבל אם איסקר שווה, והכן נדר, הנדורים חולם על היסוד. So he mentions the lotion of ירושלמי. And he explains it. So he says, והוא שאיסקר נדר והכן איסקר שווה. So it's not chal. So the שווה is not chal. The שווה is not chal. Why? מכאן ואילך כמיכל שווה יש על היסוד, אם זה איסה חל על היסה. אבל אם איסקר שווה, והכן נדר, first he answered himself not to eat of that kikya, and then he answered the kikya בנדר, so הנידורים, חולים על היסורים. So the Ran says two things. He says that if first he answered the kikya על the נדר, and then he answered על the שווה to eat of that kikya, so then it's not chal, then it's not chal, but he first he answered al the shvuyah to eat of that kikar, and then he answered the kikar al the neder, so the neder is chal. But the loshe abol im iskir shvuyah v'hakei neder, so he says hanidorim cholin al isuri, and but mikivim she iskir all of shvuyah kinveilehu. מכאן ואילך כמייכל שווי אסלו איסור. כמייכל שווי אסלו איסור. How about taking an idea that נבילה איס אסורים עליי, טעים איס אסורים עליי, פסח קיינן, פסח חזיר עליי. Is it chal or it's not chal? It's not explicit in the lotion of the Ran. It's not explicit in the lotion. The Ran only says that נדר is chal on שווי, שווי is chal on נדר. How about נדר on איסור? But the lotion that he mentions is mikivim sheiskir olav shvuah kinevelehu mikam veileich kimeichal shvuah salu isur kimeichal shvuah salu isur. So what does it mean? So in other words, so it's like asering, like taking shvuah on veilus. So then it's not vein shvuah salu isur. Omer Rabbi Yudem hu sheiskir neder v'haken iskir shvuah. Avol im iskir shvuah v'haken neder.
Hanidovim cholin al yisoyim. Hanidovim cholin al yisoyim. So if he took the shuwe and then he took the neder, so then the neder is chal. The neder is chal. Why is the neder chal? Because the neder is chal al yisoyim. So he could be daik. So he could be midayik from that losh of the Ram, that the Ram shite is avolim isker shuwe v'hakei neder. So the neder is chal on the shuwe because hanidorim chol al isurim. The same way, if he took a neder, he hazard neveilo solai. Says he uses a losh hanidorim chol al isurim. So mimele you could be midayik from that losh that not only nidorim is chal on shuwe. But Nidorim is chal and Iveres et Reves do, and Avul Ruim was Midayik that way from the Ram. And many Achrenim were Midayik from the Ram that way. In other words, that the Ram Shite is, one thing is clear, that the Ram Shite is that Shvui is not chal al Neder. Shvui is not chal al Neder because Neder has involved in Isagafra as well. And then, and the Ram is also, another thing is clear, that the Ram is disposed towards the Shite, that Neder is Chal on Shvui, even though he's not certain about it, because he says Ve'efsha, but he is disposed towards the Shite, that Neder is Chal on Shvui, because Shvui is only Nisagavre, Neder is also Nisachept. How about Neder and Isurim, and Neveles et Reves? If he says, Keinem Neveles Olai, is it Chal or it's not Chal? So many Achreim, the Avni Miluim among them, is Midayik from the Rosh Noram, Avoli Misker Shvui, V'hakei neder, so hanidorim chol al isurim. So that means that not only since he uses the lashon hanidorim chol al isurim, so it's not only that neder is chal on shvui, but an ol isurim, an aveiros etreves as well. In other words, so they explain, they assume that the Ram shita is that all isurim are in isagav, not in isachet. Rabbi Kveige, Arin Zagoye, San Yodeye, Simon Reish Desvov, he says just the reverse Iran. Where did Rabbi Kveige see just the reverse Iran? I don't see. I mean, I can see the diuk of the other Achreinim in Iran, I can see, even though it's not Muchach. Because we could say that the Pshat, in the Iran is Avolim Hisker Shue, V'hakei Neder, Hanidorim Cholin Al Isurim. Which type of Nidor Isurim? Isurim that he himself asserted, like Shue. That's an Isagavre. Masheinke, these Isurim, where the Torah itself asserted, Neveiles, Treves, was a Becholov. So that's an Isachevze. So that's not how. That's not how. So we could. So, in other words, so he could say, so Avol imiskesh that this is what the Ram means, and Rabbi Kveiger explains the Ram that way. But so it can be explained. So it's not muchach. But the pashtes aloshin of the Ram is like that. Nui Avol imiskesh shvuye v'hakei neder hanidorim cholim al yisurim. So in other words, so he's explaining why neder is chal on shvui, because neder is chal on isurim. Shvui is also an iser, so it's chal. So we can understand the deal. It's possible to explain the Ram that the Ram means avolim isker shvui v'hakei neder hanidorim chol al isurim. He means hanidorim achal al isurim like shvui, where he himself creates the iser. So that's only misagav. It's possible to explain the Ram, but it's certainly not implicit in the lashon of the Ram that way. So it's strange that Rabbi Kveiger is agoyes, and Simon Yodei Simon Reish Tesvov. With now the Mechaber and Simon Reish Tesvov mentions two shittes: whether neder is chal likayim mitzvahs leisese, or neder is not chal likayim mitzvahs leisese. Neder is certainly chal livateil. Levateil mitzvah aseh is neder chal likayim mitzvah leisaseh. So one lashon is the shite that neder is not chal likayim mitzvah leisaseh. It's only chal levateil mitzvah aseh. But if someone takes a neder, kenem neveles utreifes olai, that's likayim mitzvah leisaseh, kenem basa becholov olai, all the isur achile or isur anoye. So one lashon in the Mechaber is im Chabad is that it is not hal. It is not hal. And that's the shite of the Rashbo. That's the shite of the Rashbo in Chelek Alef Shuve Tov Reish Tesvov. So he says so. And that's also the shite of Teisves in Shmuel. The Teisves says that neder is not hal likayim mitzvos leises. Whether it, the leises consists of the venerated treifes, or even if the leises consists of eating in kippur, because some achrenim distinguish between a neder or the or a neder whereby yasers the venerated treifes kainem the venerated treifes alai, or a neder of kainem achile kainem ochlim b'yom kippurim alai. So some achrenim say that if he says neder, if he says kenem nivelus utreifes alai, then it's not chal because nivelu utreifes is a hefze, it has the shem nivele, is shem treife all the time, so it's a nisachefze. So memela we say it's a chalalisa. We cannot say it's amazing. That because neder is a nisachefze, nivelus utreifes is also a nisachefze. Mashein kein, if he says kenem ochlin b'yom kippurim alai. So Yisrael Yom HaKippurim is not a Yisachevtze because he doesn't have a Shem Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur. There is a mitzvah to be Misana Yom Kippur. So it's an Yisagavre, and Neder is an Yisachevtze. So just as Neder is Chalan Shvuyah, the Ran says, so because it's Meitzev Yisachevtze, so Neder Chalan Yisrael Achil Yom HaKippurim. Some Achim say that. But Teisves in Shvuyahs equates the Iser Achilah Bim HaKippurim with this Anevelas and Treifes, and in respect to both, he says that Neder is not Chal. Neder is not Chal. That's Teisves in Shvuyahs. Now, the Ram, now let's see the Teisves in Shvuyahs. Dav Chof from the base, so he says, Dibra Masvel, Dichilu Noda, Vehoi Dehodin Dorim Chol Al Dva Mitzvah Bebitul Mitzvah. So it's halibat la mitzvah. Avol im noda li kayim mitzvah, ki gein, shoma, keinem shalo yeichel b'yim ha-kippurim, oi shalo yeichel, nivei lesu treifes, lo yechayel, dei nisa chol alisa. So he says, keinem shalo yeichel b'yim ha-kippurim, oi shalo yeichel, nivei lesu treifes, lo yechayel, dei nisa chol alisa. Dei nisa chol alisa. So Teisa doesn't make any distinction between the isa of nivei lesu treifes and the Yisr of Achilles Yom HaKippurim. He equates both, and respect to both, he says, that Neder is not Chal. And Nevelis Treves, it's not Chal on the Yisr of Achilles Yom HaKippurim. Now, the Rashbo, in Chilek Aleph, Tov Reish Tesvov, he doesn't discuss the Yisr of Achilles Yom HaKippurim. But he doesn't say, he only discusses Nevelis Treves. He doesn't discuss Achilles Yom HaKippurim. In Chilek Aleph, Tov Reish Tesvov. So he says, a very long tshuva. Shalto, b'me she'omru sh'ani dorim cholim al dvar mitzvah k'dvar oshus, im davke b'bitul mitzvah sasei, o b'kiu mitzvah sloi sasei, k'gein, k'inem chazir ola. So then tshuva, it's a very long tshuva. But the gist is mentioned in a few sentences. Tshuva, kach mikubol muskom biyadeinu, aval pishe indas kol rabis ha-zichrinu levoch. In other words, not all of my rebbeim agree with me, but this is the accepted cheating. She'in handorim cholim al dvar mitzvah elo bibito. Aval bikiu mitzvah it's not chal. Kigin kene, achilas chazir olai, so it's not chal. So it's not chal. This is what he says. And then towards the end, he mentions the Yerushalmi that the Ram daf yutche cites. So first of all, he says that neder is only chal. This aloche that neder is chal al mitzvah. It only means al bitul mitzvah it's chal. But al kiyum mitzvahs lo yisasei, it's not chal. If he says kinem psachazir olai, it's not chal. It's not chal. Then he mentions that Yerushalme. Then miu b'Yerushalme motzos. There is a long discussion, and then he mentions.